Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We actually finally heard a player talk about Shador. I've heard ex-players talk about Shador. I've heard ex-NFL coaches. I've heard media members, meaning like beat reporters. I've heard fans talk about Shador. And it's funny. I was on with my buddy Bill Ryder today, and I declared myself as Switzerland. And he's like, well, it sounds like you're more, like maybe, I can't remember what he said, but basically that I'm more positive about Shador than not. And I was like, well, I think some of my positivity is I look at the kid and I go, skill set wise, I think he has what it takes to be anywhere from the 13th best starting quarterback in the NFL to 20th. Now he's got to put in the work. He's got to adapt to the NFL. He's got to adapt to not being coached by his dad. But physically, when we talk about physical talent, the concerns I have about Dillon Gabriel aren't there with Shador. Now, I would not have taken him with a number two pick under any circumstances. I might have thought about it at 33 or 35. I definitely would have thought about it at 92 over Dillon Gabriel. But the truth is, like, I don't feel beholden to either of these quarterbacks. Like, we should treat them like scratch-off lottery tickets until proven otherwise. But I'm watching the discourse fall out with Shador Sanders. In the latest one's pantomiming, but certainly the one before this was him saying that he feels like he could do better than a lot of the starting quarterback stuff you see around the NFL, and that he's confident he'll be ready to go when his number's called. And every time this kid winks or thinks about looking into a camera, there's some sort of reaction on both sides. And this is where, like, I truly am Switzerland. Because Shador fans, the Shahive thinks I'm a Shahater, and the Shahaters thinks I'm a Shahomer. And the truth is, he's just a kid on a roster. He is a third-string quarterback. He is a fifth-round pick. I think he was a great value grab in the fifth round. But this discourse about the pantomiming, I mean, I got Cam Newton out here dressed out like Gary Oldman as Count Dracula, like Vlad the Damn Impaler on ESPN saying he thinks the Browns are trying to sabotage Shador Sanders. Wrong! They're trying to help him. Just how they're going about it is back-ass words. Then we have Ryan Clark say, I'm not asking you to be inauthentic. I'm just asking you to be self-aware. How the hell do we know that he isn't? Every time the kid talks, he actually talks, not pantomimes talks, he actually says, like, a mature thing. He has a healthy disposition about him that I don't see why some people think is arrogant and other people think is humble. It's somewhere in the middle. It is confident, but it's not arrogant, and it's certainly not the peak of humility. All I saw when I was in Berea for camp, Nick, all I saw was a good kid who stayed after, who really believes in the idea of fan service. And when you hear people talk about him, Bruce Arians, don't interview him. It's the media's fault. It's like, I don't think, and God, I have survived, because when we're in Cleveland, we've survived it all.
Yep.
We're like Keith Richards with a nuclear holocaust. We are. Like, at the end of times, with mushroom clouds going off, it's going to be Keith Richards smoking a cigarette, probably with a bottle of something, and like 1,000 cockroaches around him. Well, that's Cleveland sports fans with a Cleveland sports scene for as long as I've been alive. I've survived LeBron leaving twice. I've survived Johnny Manziel. I've survived Baker Wars, the Sashi Wars, the Watson Wars, where the hell these wars are now, the wars, the Infinity Wars, hell if I know, all the Gates, all the Ghazis, all of them. And none of them have engendered the kind of vitriol on both sides. The Shahive is out of their shadam minds. All right, as is the people who think, I'll tell you exactly what it is. Because Shador is a social media quarterback, so he is an influencer / quarterback, no one knows how to handle this kid, and no one knows how to talk about this kid in a way that is measured, thoughtful, and I don't know, like he's a freaking human being. And it is the damnedest thing, guys. It really is. Because the truth is, he hadn't done a damn thing in the NFL yet. And he might not. And still, people go out of their way to out social media, when it comes to takes on Shador. Because he's the great influencer quarterback, right? If you are a Shador supporter, nothing this kid does is wrong. Nothing this kid has ever done is wrong. And he's a completely mature human being who can't stand to grow up. And everything this kid touches turns to gold. At the same point, if you are a Shahater or a Shannon believer, everything this kid does is some Machiavellian type explosion of ego and need for attention. And you're both wrong. Like this social media explosion of media trying to out social media. You don't have to do it. We don't have to have think tanks, and we don't have to have sit down moments, come to Jesus moments about pantomiming words in a unscripted moment. Was it the best look? No. Was it the worst look? No. Somewhere in between. But no one can say it. The second you slap the Shador label on it, people lose their ever-loving minds, and nobody realizes they're doing it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm doing it now for effect. But nobody realizes they're doing it. Like, there is no measured on Shador. And that's more annoying than anything this kid has ever done.
If it's because of the social media stuff, I feel like traditional sports media is kind of in for a rude awakening. Because I hate to tell you guys, like, Shador, 23 years old. Guess what? The kids that are coming up after him and the high school quarterbacks right now understand the popularity and the polarization of Shador Sanders and who you think they're going to model after. You think they're going to model after somebody like Jalen Hurts that is a little bit more boring and that doesn't say a whole lot? Or you think they're going to try to be somebody like Shador Sanders? Because now we're living in a generation, and I'm saying this as somebody like Nick, I grew up with social media. I understand, and it's helped me in my career. I've leveraged social media in my career to get me on Afternoon Drive with you. I've used it as a tool. I think we're only going to see that continue in the world of athletics. Like, Shador Sanders is kind of the first of his kind. There are going to be plenty of characters similar to Shador Sanders, and I hate to tell you guys, probably worse than Shador Sanders to follow because he is such a big deal online. But the thing is, he's actually not doing anything or saying anything or acting poorly.
Well, but so to what you're saying, the only thing that I can really think about, like the only thing that I can draw an equivalence to, there's nothing in sports. Meaning, like, for what Shador's actually done in sports versus the outrage on both sides at anything that, like, all he's done is kind of be a 22-year-old kid that was good in college and then got drafted but didn't handle the pre-draft process right. That's all he's done. He has not substantiated any of the hate or hope on either side. So, like, LeBron, there's a reason why every response is heightened to the level it is. Yep. Johnny Manziel, the same thing. Baker Mayfield. Think of all the athletes. Cam Newton himself looking like Count Damn Dracula. Like, whatever it is, every other player that gets this kind of polarization has earned it on the field as much as they've earned it in, like, the press box. And the only thing I can think of, it's like it's a political movement. And because of that, when you get to that heightened pitch, there's no going back. Once people have decided that he's either the great evil or the great great, and that's just how it is, it's like this echo chamber of people just farting into each other's biscuits on this crap. And it is wild. Like, there are so many people I like and respect. I mean, think the world of in the national media or locally. And when they talk about Shador, I'm like, where's logic? Where's like common sense in this? Because we're talking about this like we're heading towards some sort of national trial where at the end of it, he's going to be convicted or declared of something. And that's just, he's a football player.
Well, it's kind of the truth, isn't it? At the end of this, he's either going to be good or he's going to be a bad quarterback.
But every other thing that has been, you know, politicized or blown up to this level that's heightened, we've at least had that. We haven't had that with Shador. Played 2 years in the national level at Colorado, did well, did certainly well, better than anything Colorado had done previously. But I mean, is this, I'll continue to go back to, I don't know on any topic in sports, the discourse has missed the ever-loving point more than with Shador Sanders. And I've missed it at points, my partner's missed it at points, but I got to be honest with you, the batting average on this show and this station is so much better than it is to the general conversation, which is so much worse than the actual experience with Shador, which has been mostly very positive, and he seems like a nice kid, and he might have a chance to do something. Who the hell knows? Daryl Ryder in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.